So I picked a very basic, very simple topic, and I'm sure everyone is familiar with the passage in question. It's found in Luke chapter 12. It's the verse that talks about, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Not complicated. We understand that part. And to some degree, we understand the second part, where it says, and his righteousness, because we're to seek that too. But then it says, but all these things will be added unto you. And we should stop and think, what things? What things is this talking about? Can you list them? Now, the narrative goes on and talks about food and clothing and so on. Obvious basics. But that's not really what it's getting at. Because those things are available to anyone. Not specifically God's people by themselves. So what things are going to be added to those who are seeking first the kingdom of God? And that's the question we need to ask ourselves. I'm going to pose to you some possibilities, and you might come up with some better ones, but let's try this. How about peace of mind? What's that worth? Peace of spirit, that's even more so. In John 14, John 14:27, it talks about being given a peace that passes understanding in Philippians 4:7. A peace of mind, a peace of spirit. What's that worth? How about brotherhood? When people are seeking the same thing, there is a camaraderie that exists between people. True fellowship. Would that qualify? Being a part of a spiritual family. The confidence that comes in knowing you're going the right way. A purpose in life. And an opportunity for purposeful servanthood. All of those comes with the territory of seeking God's kingdom. Because there's a portion of that, there's a phase of that that is now, and there's a phase of that that is to come. We can consider the fruits of the Spirit and ask, whose? Philippians 1:11 tells us, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. The fruits of righteousness are imparted from him and acceptable to God. There are people in this world, and I'm sure you know of them, those people that have no concept of God or have no interest in any kind of religion, people that are dying emotionally, and even worse, dying spiritually without necessarily even realizing it. But there's a sense of identity that comes with seeking God's kingdom. It helps us identify who is our eternal Father. We can identify with God. We can identify with being of God and with the family of God. All of that is a product of seeking his kingdom. It gives us a spiritual grounding. In Ephesians 3:17, it talks about being rooted and grounded in love. We have a predetermined destiny that we are able to access. The possibility of being able to be conformed to his image. not just in our spirit form later, but even now. Romans 8:29, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. There's a destiny connected with seeking first God's kingdom. There's an aura about it. There's something more to it than just an intellectual exercise. There is a spiritual envelope or a spiritual identity that goes with that mental orientation. How can one achieve that except by going the true way, by following Christ's instructions? Seeking God's kingdom should be integrated with our daily walk. It's a way of life. It's a way of life. Think about this. Where do you see yourself in God's kingdom? Because if we're seeking it, we're going to see ourselves as being a part of it. What do you see? Where would you assign yourself? What do you foresee being your circumstance when the time comes? I'm going to read from Luke 12, starting in verse 22. And he said unto his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, neither for the body, what you shall put on. It isn't just a matter of physical sustenance or clothing. He says, the life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Skip down to verse 28. If God so clothed the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And we should be asking, clothe with what? It isn't just cloth. We can buy that anywhere. This is something more than that. Verse 29, and seek not ye what you shall eat or what you shall drink, neither be you of doubtful mind. Remember, we started this talking about peace of mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you have need of these things. But rather seek you the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom, if we seek it.